In the name of Jesus, amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from Christ our Lord. Amen. Were you paying attention to the collect of the day? It's called the collect of the word. And look again at it with me. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. The Holy Scriptures, the Bible, God's Word, were inspired by the Holy Spirit. They were written by the prophets, by the evangelists, by the apostles, so we could learn of God. And to learn of God is to be a disciple. It is to walk in the way of Christ. So, this morning you have had the opportunity to hear the Word of God as it was read, to read along in the bulletin insert if you did so, to mark, that means to see it as something important, to learn it so that that word can uphold you in your times of affliction, in your times of temptation, in the times when you sin and fall short of the glory of God. And finally, we pray in this collect that we may inwardly digest the Holy Scriptures. Now, you've heard the saying, that which you eat is what you are. Well, when we read the Holy Scriptures and take them to heart, they nourish us. They become a part of us so that we can recall God's Word in every time of need, in every circumstance, every trial, every opportunity to speak of Christ to others. You could say that the gospel reading for today is all about the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Now, that may not be apparent at first, but Jesus says that the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Earlier in Mark chapter 4, we have the parable of the sower. And in that parable, Jesus explains to the disciples what this seed is that the sower sows. It is the Word of God. So here, just a few verses later, I think it is important that we recognize that the seed that the man scatters on the ground is God's Word. And God's Word always accomplishes His purposes. It always, as Isaiah says, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. And as we read that passage, as we hear that passage, it would be good for us to pray, oh Lord, you have sent your word. Grant that it would accomplish your purpose in my life, in the life of this church, in the life of the whole Christian church on earth, and would succeed in the thing for which you sent it. So in the gospel reading, this man scatters seed on the ground, he does so kind of thoughtlessly, without care, without worrying about the results of the seed. He just scatters it on the ground, and he sleeps and rises night and day. He goes on with his life because he is confident that the seed will, as it says in the gospel, sprout and grow, and the man knows not how. He's not worried about it. He is just sure that this seed will accomplish the purposes for which he has sown it. Jesus goes on to say, the earth produces by itself, first the blade, that little green spike that comes up out of the ground, then the ear, and then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Now, that is referring to the final judgment, which we heard about in today's epistle. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. The harvest of souls, of people, of bodies in the resurrection are those who are gathered into God's storehouse, where the grain that has been reaped, that has been harvested, will be kept for all eternity. Now, maybe that sounds kind of seedy to you, but this passage is all about seed. Now, when the word of God is sown, as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, there is one difference here. The word of God continues to be sown. It continues to be sown in every divine service as the word is preached. In every Bible study, it continues to be sown. When you hear that word read from the pulpit, when you read that word from your copy of the Bible, our Lord Jesus Christ is sowing the seed that continually sprouts and grows, the seed that produces full grain in the ear, that accomplishes what the Lord God has sent it for. And it does not return to him void. Our Lord goes on. With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? What figure of speech? Let's see. It's like a grain of mustard seed, which at the time was the smallest of all seeds known in the Mediterranean region. Like a grain, just a tiny thing that you can scarcely see. But look what happens when this seed is sown on the ground. Even though it is the smallest of all the seeds on earth, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. God can accomplish a lot through a very little. God can accomplish great things out of the things which are despised and ignored. And I would hold before you that our Lord Jesus Christ is this grain of mustard seed. A Jew who wasn't thought much of, even among his own people, a Galilean of all things, because the Galileans were just common, everyday, kind of trashy people in the eyes of the people of Judea. He was a carpenter, and yet he is God in the flesh. Who would have thought that from his crucifixion could come great things? Who would have thought that by his death on the cross, he could accomplish the purpose for which God sent him in the flesh, the salvation of the world, the forgiveness of sins for you, the taking away of all of your sins, the declaration that you are righteous in God's sight for Jesus' sake? And who would have thought that this tortured, pierced, drained of blood body, when placed in the tomb, would rise again on the third day? And that the apostles who had fled when he was arrested would 50 days later boldly be proclaiming the gospel in Jerusalem, in the very city in which our Lord was crucified? And who would have thought that from the death and the resurrection of this Galilean, the Christian church would grow and spread into all the world? From small beginnings, God makes great things to happen. And that should be comforting to us, especially at Mount Olive, because God promises not to send forth his word in vain. But the word that goes out from his mouth won't return to him empty. It will accomplish the very thing he purposes. It will succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Now remember how the man who scattered the seed in the first parable slept and rose night and day. The seed sprouted and grew and he didn't know how. Now, we don't know what God is accomplishing when the seed of his word is sown in human hearts. We don't know what God is doing, but our call as a congregation, our call as members of the Holy Christian Church, is to scatter the seed of God's word here and there and everywhere, and leave the results up to God, knowing that he has promised that again. So as the word that goes forth from his mouth, it will not return to him empty. It will accomplish that which he purposes, the very thing for which he sent it. And this seed of the word is about Jesus. It's not a seed telling you, do this, do that, get your life in shape, straighten up, clean yourself up, and then maybe God will accept you. No, the seed of the gospel is all about what God has accomplished for you, winning salvation for you, forgiving all of your sins through this mustard seed, the tiniest of all seeds, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was sown in the ground at his burial, but who rose again on the third day. And thus we have the Holy Christian Church, this largest of all garden plants. It puts out large branches, and the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. We are the birds of the air. We make nests in the shade of this great tree. Mount Olive is a nest for us, because the word has been sown, and it has accomplished the purpose for which the Lord God sent it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. We arise and confess our faith in the